Good morning, Christ Center. It's Wednesday, September 24th, and we are in the third week of our walk through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. The kingdom of God is like this, he said. A man scatters seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, although he doesn't know how. The soil produces a crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, and then the full grain on the head. As soon as the crop is ready, he sends for the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed that, when sown upon the soil, is the smallest of all the seeds on the ground. And when sown, it comes up and grows taller than all the garden plants and produces large branches so that the birds of the sky can nest in its shade." He was speaking the word to them with many parables like these, as they were able to understand. He did not speak to them without a parable. Privately, however, he explained everything to his own disciples.
I wish that we were in on that group of disciples so privately we could learn all of what this meant. And sometimes we get the explanation, sometimes we don't. I'm here with Pastor Joshua and Pastor Mark this morning. Interesting couple of parables here. First, we have the parable of the growing seed. And then the mustard seed. So for this first one, I find interesting. This one sort of flies under the radar completely for me anyway. I'm reading it as if I hadn't, like, I don't know. It seems so kind of generic a little bit at first. Like, you read it and you're like, wait, what's going on? Wait, a man sows seed and he goes to sleep and blah, blah, blah. And then it does all these things. The seed grows. Mark, what is the man doing? What's the farmer doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, he says
he's
going to sleep at night and he's rising during the day.
He's taking an extended Sabbath. What's interesting, you know, in this is it's the work isn't being done by the man.
Right.
That God is doing this kingdom work. And the man is a part of it, but he isn't driving it. It's almost like he's more of a witness to what the coming of the kingdom.
That's an interesting way to say that.
The other thing is it reaches this point where he can't miss the fact that the kingdom's ready.
Right.
It becomes very evident. So if I'm not sure if the kingdom's here or not, well, I think one is trusting in the character of the kingdom. Because God's character of the kingdom is going to bring good things.
Right.
I'm not trusting on myself to make good things happen. I'm trusting in God to bring the kingdom perspective.
Joshua, what do you see in here?
So moving then from the parable of the growing seed, then going to the mustard seed, he compares it with the smallest seed in the garden, then extending, growing, and becoming the tallest plant in the garden, producing large branches. And so we have this ongoing picture of God causing these seeds to grow, that it's his work. He's bringing it about. And the word that comes to mind for that is confidence, that we can have confidence in God who's bringing about his kingdom. And, you know, I think about our own perspectives. Obviously, in this moment, Jesus is literally saying, this kingdom is coming. We're in a tiny little nation that is under Rome's thumb.
Right.
And you guys think that's tiny now and that this little kingdom, this little hope is so small, but I can promise you it's going to get huge. And that will be because that's what my Father is doing. So that's what Jesus is talking about. And I would say in my own personal experience, an encouragement I take is no matter what my perspective is of how much of the kingdom I can see, I can take from this these parables that confidence that that same God is still growing his kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a really cool application. I was thinking of, like, sometimes, you know, when I've been to different places on the mission field or something, and people would, you know, you're looking and you're like, I see no. Oh, it's a, you know, we'd use terminology like we're bringing Jesus or we're bringing the kingdom, which is kind of an arrogant way to say it, maybe accidentally, but kind of arrogant, as if, okay, we got to get this going. And we don't realize, no, Jesus is already there. The kingdom is already growing. We just don't see it. It's a mustard seed, but it's growing everywhere. You might not see evidence around you of the kingdom growing, but it really is. And do we trust that one day, you know, it's going to come to its full fruition, that Jesus is going to come back, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And until then, it's even going to be a blessing to the birds of the air.
And I think with your analogy, I mean, because I do agree, right? We're going into a nation. Well, first of all, has anybody else already scattered seed? Because if they did, it's growing.
Right.
And we're going to go help. And then I think, too, you know, the first parable begins with a man scatters seed on the ground. We have this opportunity to sow seeds of the kingdom everywhere we go.
Right.
But may we not be discouraged by the seeming smallness of that action, because it's God that brings the growth. It's his seed. We didn't create that seed. All we've got to do is trust what God's doing with it. So again, I come back to that word confidence. It will bear fruit. My part is very small,
right?
But God is the one that's bringing the big, if any bigness happens, it won't be my doing, but he will bring it.
I think another aspect of it's timing, that it's not going to happen on my timing. It's happening on his timing.
Which is incredibly frustrating because my timing is impeccable.
Mine's not. But that's a well-known fact.
I would like to interject that I think Jason's timing is peccable.
Yeah, but we think that way sometimes. Like, we're like,
oh, yes.
You know, it's got to come in my timeline, in my order of things.
Or I have this vision of what the kingdom's going to look like.
Yeah.
And so that must mean that when I wake up in 1 year, or maybe 10 years,
yeah,
it's going to look like that. And the answer might be, well, actually, this plant's going to take 50 years to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not, or you may not even see the harvest season.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. But I was there to scatter the seed, and it's okay that I don't see it because I'm still trusting that it's his kingdom and he knows the timing.
Yeah.
And he knows what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And my faith isn't in the result. My faith is in him.
You know where another place I see this is in our own individual hearts and lives, in the growth that we long to see in ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like we want to just wave a magic wand and just get there, just arrive. But you know, the one who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. And the question is, do we believe that? Do we trust in God's timing? Do we, you know, just say, okay, wow, like I'm not where I want to be, but I trust that your kingdom is going to come even here in my own heart.
And there's no silver bullets. There's no quick ways of getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Joshua, you want to pray us out today?
Father, we want to thank you so much for your kingdom. And thank you for letting us be a part of your kingdom. Thank you that we do well to have ultimate confidence in how you bring your kingdom, how you extend your kingdom, and how you will bring everything to full fruition. So I pray for myself and everyone that's listening right now, God, that we would truly rest easy in your arms, knowing that ultimately our confidence is in you and it's well-placed because you're a great father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We will see you tomorrow.